Update.
It's 11 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sinead O'Donnell. Americans have just a few hours left to vote for their next president. The first polling stations in Kentucky and Indiana have now closed, but voting will continue in Alaska until around 5 a.m. Irish time. The results are expected to emerge by around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. However, it could take longer as the race between President Obama and his Republican challenger Mitt Romney is close. However, opinion polls suggest Barack Obama has edged into a slight lead in the most crucial states. President Obama has spent the election day helping volunteers man phones at his campaign base, while Republican Mitt Romney made last-ditch stops in Pennsylvania and Ohio.
We're about to change America to help people in ways they didn't imagine they could be helped, with good jobs and better take-home pay. The country's been going in the wrong direction the last few years. We're going to steer it back onto a course that's going to help the American people have a brighter future.
Staying in the US now, and low-lying parts of New York City will be evacuated tomorrow because of another storm. It comes less than a week after the destruction caused by Superstorm Sandy. However, forecasters say this storm will not be as severe as Sandy, with gusts predicted to reach up to 50 miles per hour by tomorrow evening. The government's plans to build the new National Children's Hospital on the St James's Hospital site has been broadly welcomed tonight by members of the opposition parties. The Health Minister confirmed earlier that the new hospital will be complete by 2018 and will cost around $484 million to construct. James Riley also said there was ample room to build a maternity hospital at the James's campus. However, a final decision on this has not been made. Onborth Pinola had initially rejected the Matter site proposal, despite the fact that $26 million had already been spent on the project. And Minister Riley says this money cannot be recovered. The independent TD Finian McGrath says he's furious that so much of taxpayers' money has been wasted.
I'm absolutely astounded that €40 million has been spent on proposals for a site at the Matter Hospital site, and now all of a sudden the government have come along and they're now changed the plan as well. That's €40 million that people with disabilities and people carers could do it in the current climate.
Garthy in Waterford are appealing for witnesses to a serious road crash which took place this afternoon. An 81-year-old man was seriously injured when he was struck by a 4x4 vehicle on the Cork Road in Waterford City while out walking at around 2:30 p.m. He was taken by ambulance to Waterford Regional Hospital, where he's now believed to be in a critical condition. The road is closed while Garthy carry out a technical examination of the scene and diversions are in place. Anyone with information is asked to contact Waterford Garda Station. A 34-year-old Wicklow man has been sentenced to life in prison for murdering a young Dublin man in front of his partner and his baby son. Father of two, Seamus O'Byrne, was shot 5 times in the driveway of his home at Tymon Park North in Talla 3.5 years ago. Gareth O'Brien of Clover Hill in Bray had pleaded not guilty to murdering the 27-year-old, but today at the Central Criminal Court, a jury found him guilty of Mr. O'Byrne's murder. Garthy are continuing to question a 24-year-old man in connection with the murder of Laois woman Aoife Phelan. Extensive searches were carried out today in counties Laois and Kildare for the missing 30-year-old, but so far nothing has been found. The River Barrow in County Kildare was combed, and searches also took place at premises outside Port Laois town and the lands adjoining it. Finally for now, eagle-eyed Irish speakers have spotted a dodgy translation on Dublin buses. Signs Oscailge suggests that in the case of emergency, passengers should push and slide his opening. A proofreader who works in Luxembourg spotted the mistake and is suggesting that Dublin Bus might have relied on Google Translate for the sign rather than a real Gaelgor. That's your latest news update. It's 4 minutes past 11. And in sport, Manchester City's hopes of reaching the knockout stages of the Champions League are all but over. It's after they drew 2-2 tonight with Ajax. City had a late goal controversially disallowed for offside. They now have to win their last two games to have any chance of making the knockout stages. But manager Roberto Mancini says he can't see them qualifying.
It's finished for the Champions League. I think that we played a good game, second half very, very well. We had a lot of chance. We scored also 3 goals, but the referee and his linemen were really poor.
In the other Group D game, Real Madrid drew 2-2 with Borussia Dortmund, a result that still gives City a slender chance of getting to the knockout stages. Elsewhere tonight, Arsenal have drawn 2-2 with Schalke in Germany to stay second in the Champions League Group B. It could have been so much better for the Gunners as they led 2-0 during the first half. Theo Walcott opened the scoring. He says it could prove to be an important point gained.
Would have been a fantastic victory. Schalke, they dominated the second half, to be honest, but we defensively were quite strong. But like I say, I think at the start of the game, we would have been happy with a point.
Staying with soccer now, and Shane Long has been restored to the Ireland squad for next week's friendly against Greece. After being left out of the initial panel because of doubts over his hamstring injury, the West Brom striker has been named in the final 23-man squad. Andy Keogh, Conor Clifford, Shane Duffy and Damien Delaney have been placed on standby. And finally in boxing, Amir Khan has admitted his disappointment with John Joe Nevin's decision to continue fighting as an amateur boxer. Khan thought he had convinced Ireland's Olympic silver medalist to pursue a professional career after the pair struck an agreement just last month, but Nevin has now decided to remain an amateur and has signed a deal to fight with the British Lionhearts in the amateur-run World Series of Boxing tournament. That's your latest sports update. It's 6 minutes past 11.
1, 2, 3, we are
Phantom. Music that rocks.
We are Phantom. Phantom.
The Far Side with Jim Carroll.
Thank you.
many people have enjoyed one particular show on the Far Side. That's the Far Side of Mardi Gras, our annual New Orleans special. And those two tracks are going on to everyone who likes those, like that particular show, especially Orla in Toronto, Professor Longhair and Big Chief. And for that, John Boutte and Treme's song, the team to the David Simon series currently running on HBO. Well worth checking out if you haven't done so already. It's Far Side here in Phantom 105.2. Me, Jim Carroll, on the air one last time, one more hour until midnight. If you want to get in touch, text number is 51052 with thanks to 48 live at phantom.ie, the email address, and we're on Twitter, phantom1052. We're going to stay in New Orleans. This is possibly the greatest vocalist in the world ever. This is Aaron Neville.
Out your own backyard before you check out someone else. Railroad track in my neighborhood. Ain't no trains around that far, just ain't no good. Wanna know what's going down? And the pimp on the corner looks like the sharpest cat in town. Get caught by the hook of the crook. Hard time for cool. Look out, Jake, what you say, what you carrying, brother. I hope you're clean, cause the man is mean, but don't come another further. We all know the answer. We'll come out in time. I might even carry some of your load right along. I must be Hercules. I must be Hercules. Like the bird on the wing, I just wanna be free enough to do my thing. I can feel the pressure from every side. If you're not gonna help, don't hurt, just pass me by. Down with the cats around and still got to face the man. Talk about me if you please, but I must be Hercules. I survive, what's going on? Big steel borrow. Somehow I've got to make it till tomorrow. Can't depend on no one else. Myself. Must be Hercules. I must be Hercules. Talk about me if you please. I must be Hercules.
Hey, things happen. Tell us about it.
Text Phantom 51052.
48. Go conquer.
The Far Side.
This is Phantom 105.2.
Let's boogie on down to the blue.
Oh, Speaking of happiness, you never thought of mine. Mentioning loneliness, I feel lonely all the time. Ever since you went away, talk with a broken heart. Speaking of happiness, why did it have to leave? Speaking of faithlessness, why couldn't we just
here in Phantom 105.2, me Jim Carl on the air for another 28 minutes, and then you're rid of me for once and for all. That's Glory Lynn, Speaking of Happiness. Before that, it was The Intruders and Hang On In There. Also, Lynn Christopher and Take Me With You, featuring Two of the Dudes and Kiss on backing vocals. There's a trivial piece of information for you to take into the night with you. Before Lynn Christopher, it was Vicky Anson and Message from the Soul Sisters, Dawson Smith, I Don't Know If I Can Make It, and the great Aaron Neville and Hercules. It is the very last Far Side, the very last 28 minutes of the show. We've been playing a lot of favourites on the show tonight, a lot of kind of classics, a lot of music which is fairly old by Farside standards. Time for something brand new. Her name is Bridie Mons Watson. She hails from Derry. She records music under the name of Soak. She's 16 years of age, and she is the most amazing talent we've come across in quite some time. From Soak, this is Sea Creatures.
The stars and moon remind me of you. I don't know what to say. It might make you worse. I don't understand what her problem is. I think she's just a fish. I know you get it bad. You don't deserve this. And I won't put up with their ignorance. And they tell you they love you. Well, they don't mean it. I don't think they know what they mean. I don't think they know what love is. Throw it around like it's worthless. I don't think they know what love is. This town, neither do you. We should run away, just me and you. Cause I don't get the people here. They're curious, they don't really care. Sea creatures in tar
eye, was following the 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 pack, all swallowed in their coats, with scarves of red tied round their throats, to keep their little heads from falling in the snow.
Thank you. love me, love me, love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you, for my love is like the wind. To a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me.
feel such sorrow, I feel such shame. And oh, I want to arrive on time before whatever out there is gone. What can I do? That day is done. It's just a promise that I made. I said I'd walk in her parade. Hot scalding tears I thought would flow. Still in my heart, they'll never show. That day. Applause as she stepped up. I wish that I could interrupt. I made no sign, I made no sound. I know I must stay underground. Time before they proceed, she sprinkles flowers in the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's when a thrill becomes a hurt. I know I'll never see her face. She walks away. My resting place, that day is done.
That day is done.
That day is done.
You know where I've gone.
That day is done. That day is nearly done. That's the Fairfield Four with Elvis Costello from a couple of years ago. Before that, it was Nina Simone, Wild is the Wind. Also in there, Daisy Oakle, a.k.a. Lisa Hannigan with Fault Line, and their version of John Martin's Couldn't Have Loved You More. You will not be able to find it anywhere. We played it on the show a few times. We've also got in trouble whenever we played it, but hopefully, given the occasion, that's okay. Fleet Foxes and Whitewater Hymnal, and starting off with Soak, 16-year-old Bridie Mons Watson from Derry City. Remember the name Soak, track called Sea Creatures from her. Well, that's your lot from me tonight. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. Thank you all so much for all the texts and tweets tonight. Really appreciate it. Thanks so much to everyone as well who's tuned in over the last 4 years of The Farside, over the last 6 years while I've been on air here in Phantom 105.2. I'm going to keep it short in terms of thank you. Just want to thank everyone past and present at the Phantom. Everyone from Northwall Quay right through to Marconi House, from Richie McCormack, who taught me how to use the machines, then Scarpert, to Ricky Geraghty, the CEO, who's kept faith in me for quite some time. Also thanks to lots and lots of people who've been with the show over a long time, to Rocky, Rudy, to Lisa, and to all the Antler Arms. Thanks so much, most of all though, to all the listeners for the last 4 years. The Farside has been an amazing experience. Really, really enjoyed it. It's been quite an incredible privilege to do a weekly show, to come in here every Tuesday night and do a music show for 2 hours, bringing you the best in new music and the old stuff as well. And it's a privilege that I don't take lightly. So thank you all so much for your support, your texts, your tweets, and your good wishes over this time. One more tune to go before we scarper and head to the hills. If you want to keep in touch, I'm on Twitter as Jim Carroll OTR, and you'll also find me on the Irish Times site doing the On the Record blog, which is irishtimes.com/OTR. Stay tuned to that for special announcements in the near future. One last tune, man, it's a good one. This tune, I don't think I've ever played in the show before, but I kind of dragged it out today. This is The Killer and Summer Over the Rainbow. Jerry Lewis, Come On Down. Goodbye from me. Take care.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over that old rainbow. I wonder why, Lord, can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, well, you know there's a land old Jerry dreamed of, once in a lullaby. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where kisses are melting like lemon drops, way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. They're flying high over the rainbow. I wonder why can't I? Upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. You know where kisses melt like lemon drops, where above the chimney tops is where you'll find me. Somewhere God, they're flying high. over the rainbow, why I